Good evening to all those who are joining in through BBS Radio. This is the Monday Night Call. We have a topic tonight. It is how to activate your DNA. I welcome you all. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, as you just did, that is somebody else joining in. And I heard Terry from Dallas. Thank you for being here, Terry.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. And who is the next caller? We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Lonnie and Rob.
Hello, Lonnie and Rob. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. All right. We are 3 minutes away from the hour. And I thank BBS for making this possible for us to be broadcast all over the planet. Good evening and welcome to the Monday call. Please say your name and location.
It's Carolyn, Medicine Hat, Alberta.
Good evening to you, Carolyn. Welcome to the call.
Good evening.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
That's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Anybody from the Blizzard call in?
Not that I know of. The next caller just got in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Scott in Denver.
Is it Scott?
Yes.
Hello. Good evening to you, Scott. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. You're not the only one from Denver here tonight.
Percy, North Carolina.
Good evening to you, Percy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Horace.
All right. You are welcome.
Is marijuana legalization going in Denver?
I think they're all too stoned to talk about it.
Well, it's bringing a lot of people to Denver, that's for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
People are making lots of money off it, I know that.
Yep.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
John, welcome to the call.
Hi.
Who else joined in? If you want to, please say a name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Marilyn, good evening to you, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Marilyn, Pennsylvania.
Hey, this is Had in Portland, Oregon.
All right, I did hear first another Marilyn from Pennsylvania, and is it Matt? Matt from Oregon?
Had from Portland.
Pat from Portland, welcome to the call, Pat.
Thank you.
All right, and welcome to you, Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Marilyn, is it snowing there?
Yeah, really. We have lots of snow. Nice, pretty.
Yeah, they said possibly 2 to 3 inches an hour.
Gosh, it doesn't seem like it.
Depends where you are.
It's pretty nice. Not that cold.
In a way, I'm jealous at you, but... Not all over.
climb a mountain, Heiss.
Yeah. I see the snow here in the mountains. Yep. Good evening. We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
My name's Tim. I'm on Orcas Island.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. We had another caller come in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. Only if you want to. We welcome you. And Tim, you're from Rhode Island, right?
No. No, I'm on the Canadian border up in Washington State.
Okay.
In Canada?
More people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you have a chance, please say a name and location.
Yes, Melissa in California.
Melissa?
Yes.
Good evening to you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jim. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania. Sorry.
Jane, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Well, it's Sedona Jim, not in Pennsylvania.
All right. Being here, I know you're in Sedona, Jim.
And I want you to know, Heis, I have a smile large enough for everyone to share.
Fantastic. Right back at you.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Jane, where are you in Pennsylvania? Where are you in Pennsylvania?
Hi, I'm outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda calling.
Dharmananda, welcome to you. Thank you for being here.
Hi, it's Wanda in Canada.
Hi, Wanda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Somebody else joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
I don't want to.
Girls first. Is it Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy in Michigan.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the call.
Thanks so much, Heis. Great to be here.
All right. Thank you for being here. And Vin, we welcome you.
I didn't say it was me.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Vin. Hi, Terry. You came out of your hiding spot. You left telling me.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the call. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Heis. Nice to hear your voice.
All right.
Terry, what are you doing here so early? How come you're unmuted? Are you feeling okay?
Well, I have trouble getting on, actually.
I did, too. I'm on Skype. I couldn't get in on the phone line.
Yeah, I finally got in on the phone line. I have to dial in five times.
Don't forget, we have that alternative phone number to dial in.
Do you know what that is?
Where that is?
I'm going to write it down if you can give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you right now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. If you want to. However, I want to share with all of you a backup number. If you have problems dialing in with a regular phone number, what you can do is dial 1-559-546-1400. And after that, if you dial, just wait for the prompts. You dial the regular phone number, what you usually dial to dial in with, without the one pre-dial. I'll give this number again, 559-546-1400. And if that doesn't work, we have an extra number, which is, but then 951-2-7-3-7-3, and it's the same procedure. Wait for the prompts, dial the regular phone number after that without the one pre-dial. Thank you so much.
Say that number again.
The last one is 951-262-7373.
Good. Okay.
That's too much work.
Great. Thanks.
Right. You're welcome. It is 6:05 Monday evening. Vin can't wait to start. I know. Things. Welcome to you all. You have still a chance to say your name and location if you want to.
Marshall, Lakeville, Illinois.
Welcome to the call, my brother. Anyone else? All right. right?
Hello?
Vin, did you drop out? No, you're here.
I'm here.
Vin, speak up. I can't hear you.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yes.
Is Marilyn there?
There are three Marilyns tonight.
Three Marilyns.
No, I'm a Marshall.
There's only one of them who's eating chocolate.
Is that my favorite Marshall on the line?
That's got to be me.
The one that just got married?
That's me. How you doing, Lynn?
Hey, Marshall. Hey.
Can you hear me? I got headphones on.
I hear you. Right. Marshall is a far-off guy. We're going to end up hearing more from him sooner or later. Just letting you all know. Are you far out? Marshall, are you far out?
A little bit.
Tell everybody what's the most far out thing about you before I. But don't make it really short, okay? What's the most far out thing about you?
The most far out thing about me. I tell you, I'm in the middle of a project of putting together a new building called Bam Bam's Pyramid of Sound, and it's basically for kids under 21 to play music, and most kids can't afford music, and our schools around here are really dropping out, so I'm going to build this place, and all the entertainment's actually going to pay, so these kids won't have to pay a dime for learning music, playing music, or even get an instrument into their hands.
Okay.
Cool. Wow. Awesome.
Great.
Nice.
How many of you read the headline today on the email?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't.
I did, yeah.
I didn't.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
DNA.
You don't know what we have in store for you, do you?
About DNA, yeah.
All right. And Marilyn and Flagstaff, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
All right. She's part of the plan, guys. All right. Marilyn is our secret weapon. We're doing a DNA activation right now. I'm not just at a loss for words. All right. Hang on.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is January 26, 2015, 7:09 p.m. And this is Lynn Free in Sedona with Terry and Heis and all of you. And, you know, in case you guys haven't noticed, something's happening right now on our planet that has been really in the works for quite some time. And even from the first time I started studying David Wilcock, they were talking about this. And, you know, on one side, there's this shift, and there's this end of a cycle. And on the other side, there is, most of you should know this, but if you don't know it, it's getting to be so clear. I didn't talk about this in the past very much, but there are certain negative groups that are doing the best to screw you up. And the magnitude of their plans to screw you up, to screw us up, is enormous. More than, if you've never looked at it, you should. But don't be afraid, okay? But better to know than to not know. And, for example, most of the news is not what it looks like. Most of the news, I guess if people are listening to George Norrie, they know this. Most of the news is propaganda. Everything you read or listen to on TV or in the newspaper, there's a fairly good chance that it's not what it appears to be. Anything from mass killings to wars in other countries, you name it. Of course, 9-1-1, that's one of the biggest. So don't kid yourself. If you think that's true, you haven't done the research, because you don't have to be, how can I say it? You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. There is too much evidence. And a huge amount of people on this planet are not looking at that. And in fact, they're programmed not to look at it and think, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Just like many people would look at what we're doing here, and they've got a program, you know, they put programmed words into the mix, and that you could dismiss everything we're doing by calling it a cult, or Wim's got a lot of followers, or Terry is crazy. I don't know. However, you know, you guys know, people dismiss things. And it's, for most people who come onto these calls, it takes them a while. It took me a while. I don't blame you. To say, oh, my God, I think this is real. And I do my best to be transparent, to, you know, to be of the highest service, to not charge for the things that are most important, make it available to everyone. And I would say that for those of you that have discovered us and take this seriously, or study us long enough to take it seriously, this is a chance to change your path, to upgrade your path. What's your path? Well, you know, at any given moment in time, you can stop and say what's behind you and what's in front of you. And what's in front of you is some extent based on what's behind you. Maybe a large extent it's based on what's behind you. And that your future karma is based on your future path. And so how do you change your karma? How do you change your path? You learn to become more in the moment. You learn to be more loving. You learn to treat your brother, your fellow man, as your brother, as part of yourself. You learn that there really is evolution, that this is not a dead-end street having a body on planet Earth. It's just one piece of a humongously long, infinitely long time that you're going to exist. So then it becomes like, well, okay, well, I'm here. What's going on in this incarnation? Look around and say, oh, all of this stuff and all of that stuff. And this happens to be one of those lifetimes that there's a lot going on. And it's impacting everyone. And you've got to open your eyes. And you have to not be afraid. Or if you are afraid, let it phase through. And if you look in the sky, you see all these streaks of clouds coming from airplanes that don't go away. And the evidence is they're leaving toxic things in the air. They're all over not only our country, but all over the world. People have measured the droppings of them. Loads of websites on it. And it could make you sick. It could, basically,
was ever in control of these things. And it's huge, so it has to be really big structures. I mean, they must be spending billions of dollars. And they're all over the country, all over. And how are you preparing yourself for this? What are you doing? You could you could be Chicken Little and say, "Oh my God, the sky is falling!" Right? You could say that, and because the sky is falling, and it's not good. And you could say, "Well, if I die now, that's fine. I'll move on. This is only one little life on one little planet on an infinitely long track, and you can move on." And you could say, one of the really good things to say is, look, I want to be around for a while. And then you have to take certain steps to build your health, to build your immune system. And so part of what we're doing is helping figure out what those steps should be. What can you do to build your immune system? You know, I've been talking about these the ozone machines, which I've been building, and I don't really want to build them. I mean, but I know, you know, I'll tell you something. Terry and I have been taking ozone baths for the past month, and I had to convince her to get her in the habit to do it, because it is so extraordinary to put ozone in bath water that literally I feel better for a day and a half afterwards. It's a day and a half. And, you know, I sent a machine to Carla Ruckert, and I had to get through her husband, who is, like, very protective of whatever she does health-wise, and he finally agreed. And she hasn't used it for all the different things it could be used for, but she's been drinking ozonated water, and she's feeling it and feeling more vital. I mean, go look this up. Ozone therapy. Look up ozone therapy and any disease, cancer, shingles, arthritis. Look it up. It is one of the most powerful things in the world for everything. Immune system. And it's like, it's really important that it's probably one of the most valuable self-health tools I've ever experienced. And, you know, I've been into alternative health my entire life. And the first time I learned about ozone therapy was probably about 35 years ago. And I was at a show, I think in Los Angeles, and at a booth, and I was selling something. And the guy next to me had a booth, and he had written a book called Oxygen Therapies. His name was Ed McCabe. And he had studied ozone therapy for quite some time, and he came to all these conclusions of how good it was. And he wrote this thick book quoting studies, quoting AIDS people, quoting all kinds of people that got healed with it. And he would sell his book at shows and get it out. And eventually, after one of the shows, he invited me up into his hotel room, and he gave me an experience with an ozone machine. And I could feel it immediately. It just lifted my spirits. It made me feel good. But I couldn't afford a machine at that time. And I think they were like $1,000. And but it was in the back of my mind. But as I was studying all this stuff that's going on, and everywhere you go, these things in the sky and that are dropping things and dropping whatever they want. I mean, we're under the impact of that. Somebody else is controlling our air
and what's in it. And it doesn't matter what's in it today, because who knows what's in it tomorrow. And according to Mike Adams from Natural News, and Wendy Merrill just sent me this yesterday or today, you know, they were talking about all how they were developing all these viruses that would attack the brain and dumb people down. And they may have already been doing it because people are pretty dumb. I mean, the general population is like pretty, how can I say, passive. You know, it's an onslaught from rock music that's decadent. And obviously, it's intentionally decadent. Obviously, it's intentionally decadent. It has, like, occult symbols in it. And, of course, you know, really, how would you say it? Decadent sexual symbols. So it's like, we're here. It's happening. And will it stop happening? I hope so. Who's going to stop it? It has to be somebody on the inside. It almost has to be a revolution. Can it? Will it get stopped? A lot of people in New Age are saying it's around the corner. It's already over. It's stopped. It's, you know, we're home free. But I'm not getting that indication from watching the world or talking to our sources. Everything is still hinged pretty tightly about which way things go. And, I mean, as I come to observe things in this realm, things, it is so hard for people to come together and work as a team, and work as a group. And one of the things we're doing here is I think we've done something, I know we've done something almost impossible with, you know, pulling what we've put together and having so many of you getting it, okay? Like, I'm not trying to convince you anymore. You know, if you had been on our calls some years ago, almost every call I would retell my story about my girlfriend and does anybody want to talk to me? Because I don't know how to get it out. And it's like people will come in that were new, and I couldn't tell them we're talking to the Elohim. There was no context. Nobody would believe it. It was like building a long string of credibility. And I still tell people, don't believe it. I said, check it out. But for those of you that are coming into our Sunday calls, you have experienced the energy on the Sunday call. And I'm not promising everybody's going to experience it, but many, many people do. It's incredible. You know, the theory of the explanation is that we are contacting a group soul that's at the center of the universe, the center of creation. They're not in this realm, but they can beam into it, as far as I can tell. And they honor free will, and they have the ability to project very loving, expansive energy into your space. And they won't violate your free will, so you got to check it out to say, hey, I think I trust this. I'm open to having that experience. And when they do, it is really feels good. It feels like, man, you feel like more than you are. You feel like powerful. You feel like loving. And the truth of the matter is, that is your true nature. Because we have contracted ourselves for many lifetimes in this realm to be less than we are. And we believe we're less than we are, many of us. Even me, even Terry, you know. We have to cope with those feelings and get through them. And there are huge beings in this realm, groups of beings, that want you to feel less than you are.
And they make you feel, unless you have the right clothes, the right car, the right house, the right amount of money, then you're no good. And that's what our consumer group has been teaching us. Our consumer group, I mean the consumerism, the advertising in this realm, the TV. And we're hypnotized, or the majority of the population has been hypnotized, and now the rug is being pulled under. So, we were talking about DNA activation on this call, and a breakthrough technique to activate DNA. And there's things that I have learned, and we've talked about DNA at different times during the calls, about how we have 12 strands of DNA, and in most people, only 3 or less than 3 are activated, and what does activation mean of DNA? Well, in my layman's terms, making it simple, as I've learned to understand it, each DNA strand is like an antenna into the hologram. The hologram is the universe around us. And the activation of a DNA strand determines our reach into the hologram. So, i.e., if you have one strand activated, you have no reach hardly. 2 strands active, you start to have more reach. 3 strands active, you have a greater reach. 4 strands active, 5 strands, 6, 7. And supposedly, the first 7 strands are the first 7 chakras. And so, to graduate this realm, you need your 4th chakra open, your heart chakra, which would correspond to your 4th strand of DNA. And the 3rd strand relates to power. And if you're just on your power chakra, your 3rd strand of DNA, you're going to have to repeat this realm. And how do you activate your DNA? I mean, everyone that takes this seriously, that's coming into these calls, wants to know that. And including myself, I wanted to understand it. I've asked lots of questions about it. And it's actually pretty simple. It's pretty simple because let's just say we talk about the 3rd chakra, the power chakra, and somebody is activating their power chakra. All they got to do is be around other people that are having 3rd chakra activation, which is most people, and they activate the 3rd chakra, okay? And there's an energy transmission from person to person that activates the chakra of the transmission. And the 4th chakra would be the heart. Again, all you have to do is be around people that have open hearts. And when that happens, there's an energy transfer that starts opening your heart and your 4th strand of DNA. And, you know, this is not a one-time shot. This is not like, okay, I've been around a really loving person. Now my DNA is activated for the rest of my life. It doesn't work that way. It starts slowly. You feel it. You receive it. You feel an expansion of energy in your heart. And then it goes away, and then it comes back. And then you learn how to extend this to other people. And then it comes back from them. And this is how you participate in evolution. Either you're receiving activations, you're just receiving loving energy, let's say, and at a certain point you're giving it out, and when you start giving it out, and you can't try to do this. This is not a trying thing. It just happens because you're activated. I'm sure you know the experience of being around someone and feeling their energy, just because, you know, it could be a stranger, but their energy radiates outside of their body, and you can feel something good about it. Or how about going into a movie theater where there's a certain kind of really uplifting movie? Now, this doesn't happen as well if you watch it on a video. It has to be in a theater, because the movie, the theater, everyone in the theater starts opening up their energies based on the movie. And as they open their energies, it's more powerful because they're all together in the same room. And as they're leaving the movie, they can look at each other, and they all know they're in the same zone. They all went through the experience, and there's a kind of energetic connection. So one of the things that helps open DNA is being around other people that have the chakra open that you're working on. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. And you know, I said there were 12. When you go beyond the seventh, you start going out of your body. So what are we doing every Sunday on our calls when we have that experience of joining energies, moving the energies through our body, going through the top of our heads, going into other dimensions? And those of you that are tracking the energy and feel that expansiveness, know that you're outside of your body. You're inside your body, but you're expanded outside of your body. And so if you're feeling that, if you can feel that on the call, I mean, you will feel it at whatever level you're on. So if you're working on your fourth chakra, that's where you'll feel it. And as you kind of get to your fifth chakra, that's where you'll feel that. And then seventh, and then you feel that expansion out of your body. And at this point now, I believe it's real. Too many people are having the experience. I can feel it. It's so strong. If you're not coming into our Sunday calls, please come in, because I think it's the most important call we do. And so coming together as a group with a high intent starts to activate our chakras.
You say that again, you're fading out.
Coming together as a group with high intent. Start to activate.
When we cannot hear you, can you call me your phone or something?
Chris.
We're losing you altogether.
When we lost you.
All right.
The phone has been acting very strange today.
It
dropped off several times. I was on a call about noon, and it kept dropping off over and over.
Let us just hold the space and put our thoughts together in a positive way. Let us see each other as a group, being in touch with one another through our heart chakra.
Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm on the phone now. I'm not on Skype. All right.
That's better. I think.
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
So DNA activation, number one, being groups of loving people. And the groups don't have to be in the same room, although that is really good if you can do it. Because we're doing it
over the phone. And we're proving that our fields can extend to each other and further, but at least to each other. So we can create a connection over the phone and over the internet. And one of the other things is that I think we're making energetic connection with our group souls. I mean, I'm sure we are, but I don't, you know, that's really invisible. They talk to us, they come in, we feel them, and they can move in through our crown chakra. And so we have a really simple formula to activate our DNA, and that is come together in groups, get together with group souls. And so we have made a plan to give you the opportunity to do that. And it's so simple. It seems silly. Let me just see. Marilyn, are you there? Marilyn, do star 6. Hello, Marilyn. Marilyn and Flagstaff.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
I hear you, okay? And Marilyn's going to help coordinate this. Now, I'll tell you a story. Terry and I were, when we were writing The Reincarnation of Ed, when I was writing it and she was helping me edit it, we would go to restaurants and read out loud. And all this energy came in, and we could feel the energy. And the people in the restaurant could feel the energy. They didn't want us to leave. And then as I was studying, Terry, why don't you tell this story, okay? Are you there? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. It was wonderful. We'd go to the corner bakery in Pasadena and sometimes another coffee shop. And we'd sit at a table and we wouldn't eat very much, but we would have a drink and maybe have something every couple hours or every hour, like something simple. And we would go over areas of it and we would edit. Each time we would edit a number of pages and until we had it like felt like until it really resonated. And then sometimes we'd work on it other places too. And I remember because the energy was coming in and the Ra group was coming in and hello? Anyway, the Ra group was coming in and the okay. And like there were a lot of Edgar Cayce things at the beginning of the chapters and like the Ra group was coming in and saying, you know, on that, it would be better if it was more David Wilcock things in between the chapters. And so I'd tell Lynn what they were saying. And it just kept getting better and better and better. But it was really a wonderful creative experience. And like they were working with us and watching over our shoulder.
When that was going on, had we still? I don't remember if we were channeling at that point or not. Were we?
No, we weren't. We weren't channeling yet.
That's right. We didn't know anything about our own personal experience of channeling. I was just writing the book, and Terry was helping to edit it, and we would sit and read it to each other. And go over it word by word by word and, you know, see if we said it clearly and whatever. And so then there came one little, at first I didn't realize, I didn't consider that the energy was from the Ra group. I didn't consider that. And then I read that somewhere in the book it says this, I think. As you study us, we study you.
Yeah.
And I said,
well, they were watching us.
I said, Terry, do you think they're studying us? And I've started to play with that idea. So, taking all those things into account, here is the plan. I said it last week, and a couple people sent me emails. I didn't get back to you yet. And I said there was enough interest that I really wanted to do this. And this is something that we are giving you. You can make a donation if you want, because it's really a valuable thing we're putting together that you can more actively participate in opening your DNA and increasing the possibility of graduation to even a higher realm. So the idea is to have a conference call and read excerpts from the three books that we have, or could even be transcripts that we have. And the three books are The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe, and The Raw Material. And people would choose their own excerpts, and they'd read it. And they'd read, you know, how can I say it? Maybe a page. And then they'd have an opportunity to discuss it. And then it goes to the next person, and they would read something, and then they would discuss it. And, you know, you're creating this. You could call in the light as a group. You could put things into the light. And Marilyn actually was a coordinator of Edgar Cayce meeting groups. You know, Edgar Cayce had a organization come around him called the Search for God group. And they still have meetings all over the place because it creates, this is multifaceted because people get to ask questions or I didn't understand that. You read a section of the book and then you, next person reads it and it goes around. And one of the things that I have noticed myself, that some of this material is very deep, and that when two people come together, or three people, or four people, it helps, the energy helps to assimilate what you're reading. Okay, when you read it by yourself, it can be harder to assimilate. And so the idea is to have small groups where people get to know each other. And ideally, to have groups that are in the same city so people start building some community. So if people need something, they have other people they can rely on. And this is going to be extremely important in the next couple of years, if not even right now. So that is the idea. We have 10 minutes left, and I'm going to introduce you to Marilyn. And write this down. If this idea is appealing to you, if you think you're worried about whether you're graduating, and you say, I better attend these things because it will activate your DNA. It fulfills the two things. It brings in the group souls by reading their materials. It brings in a group energy. And it brings in deeper understanding of the materials, which can create aha energies. So I sent up an email, which I hope is working. It's called Reading Club, at intelligent-infinity.com. And that email is going to Marilyn. Marilyn, did you get my test email earlier?
I didn't. I haven't opened my computer yet.
Okay.
But I can check now.
I sent a test. If you don't hear from Marilyn, then just send it to me and I'll forward it to her. And I have ideas like this often, but I'm not capable of administrating them. I don't have the time. I have to constantly juggle my priorities. And I'm so glad to have Marilyn, who is really good with groups.
When are you losing you?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you now.
Marilyn is really loving and wise, and she's willing to help coordinate this. And, you know, since we've never done anything quite like this, it's always a little experimental. But I can't see it not working. It's just like figuring out how to tie the loose edges together. But let me introduce you to Marilyn. Marilyn, are you there?
I'm here.
What would you like to tell people about yourself? You know.
Well, I don't know. I've been involved in metaphysics of various kinds for 30 or 40 years, and I've always found it to be uplifting and exciting to work on myself. The Edgar Cayce study groups that we had at sometimes we had as many as two a week in our home, and they've always been very, very worthwhile, worth the time and worth the energy. I remember one time we had just moved to a new town and put an ad in the paper, and several people showed up at our door on a Wednesday evening, and we started the study group. About 6 months later, the doctor, Ted was, my husband, was on the faculty of the osteopathic hospital in Kirksville, Missouri. And so the psychiatrist, who was a Still, Dr. Still, said to him, I hear you're having these meetings at your house. And Ted said, yeah. And he said, and you have somebody there named Jerry that comes every week? And Ted said, yeah, Jerry's a part of our group. And Dr. Still said, I've been treating Jerry for over 20 years. And in the last 6 months, he has improved more than in the last 20 years. And so I put that down to what we were doing at the study group, which was reading the Cayce material, doing meditation, praying for each other, and doing a discipline, something that we could take away and actually do, actually activate in our lives during the week. And then we'd come back together again, share the experiments with each other, and pick another discipline. And so it's really simple, but it's very, very worthwhile. I'm excited to think that we can do that with this material and with each other.
Well, I am really excited that you're willing to do this, and I can tell you have the quality to help hold the group together. Now, Marilyn's not necessarily going to come to every group. The groups are going to be self-directing. Unless it gets out of hand, then we'll have to make rules and some rules of conduct and laws. Sometimes when we've done groups in the past, somebody came in and thought the group was a forum to discuss all their ideas or to tell everyone their own special talents. And, that's okay, but should come up gradually. Nobody should try to be the guru of the group. That will screw it up. And the people that keep coming, they'll get to know each other. It's okay to have conversations, but let it evolve slowly, because
the most important thing is to bring the loving energy into the group and the care. And, you know, many of you are in lives where you're exhibiting all those qualities, and you have that. And another of you are in lives where you inwardly have that, but you don't have it in your life. And that you don't, and it's hard to find a group that exhibits those qualities. And so this is a perfect opportunity to do that. And who knows what happens, where it goes, but we're taking the first step by talking about it here. And I thought I would, we have 3 minutes left. I'm just going to read a little section of Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I would suggest, if you're participating in these groups, that you read. Some people leave this step out of it. They come to our calls, but they haven't read our materials. And there are things that are in the books that are different from that. Really, really deep understandings and wisdom and energy. But most of all, as you study us, we study you. And if you can do this with enough sincerity and high intent, you will bring in that energy, the same energy we bring in on these calls. I don't own this energy. Anyone can do it. They may not be as articulate as me or have some of the talents I have, but just by coming together with a high intent, when two or more are gathered, I am also present. That's what Jesus said. And, of course, he didn't mean him, his body, because his body is not present. Okay, 7:53, we got 2 minutes. I'll read a paragraph here. Similarly, this is from the Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Similarly, these truths of the heart cannot be gleaned from a textbook. They cannot be dictated into a tape recorder and transcribed, though we can try our best to do this. They cannot be found in books. They cannot be seen in street signs as you drive around. Teachers will not impart them in classes. Indeed, the only way that the truths of the heart may be apprehended are in those cases where you are capable of seeking the Christ light within yourself, identifying it as such, and then preparing its radiance and beauty so that it may be offered to others as an inexhaustible jewel of such brilliance that it illuminates the darkest night and remains solid as an everlasting presence. Now, with all these conditions are implied a few other points of contrast we can discuss herein. For when you split open the watermelon of the higher realms for the first time, you discover how sweet it is. Okay, you know, obviously they're saying there's this watermelon. Listen, if this was in a group, we would just read that much. You don't have to read more, because you could have a whole 45-minute discussion on that. Well, the group is going to have to come together, and they're going to have to decide how long it's going to be, and then and how long the passage is. And maybe one person will help coordinate it, kind of like as a chairperson, just to keep it going, and the group will have to decide who the chairperson is. This is not being thrust upon you. This is for you to create, and we're just going to help give it a little structure to get it started. And on that note, we are just about out of time. You know, I was going to do a sample here and just do a group right on a Monday night call.
But maybe we'll wait a few weeks until a group gets started, and we'll have that group do it, and we can, the rest of you can hear how it works, okay? And on that note, let's see.
All callers are unmuted.
It does work. I've already received one that says, please count me in.